Buckwood Community Center is an important resource in Troy, and we are now joined by Shauna Goldman, Executive Director at OOC, to get an update on what's happening up the hill. Welcome.
Thank you. So great to be on here with you guys.
There seems to be a little bit of an audio issue, so apologies to listeners. So for those who may not know Oakwood Community Center, what should they know?
I think just that we are here to hold space. So if people need a space for meetings, events, we are focusing on our after school and summer programming, performing arts education for youth based on what we heard from the community that people were looking for. And we have a Saturday food pantry that has been an anchor program long before we even became a community center, when this was still a Presbyterian church, this building. And our job is to take care of this building and make it available and be responsive to what people are hoping to see in the building.
And I know you're just walking out of Oakwood Community Center on the high of watching some of the young people doing a dance. What just took place? How are you feeling?
Yeah, so we just are, we're right now there's a dinner happening for the last day of our Oakwood Techniques program for the spring session. And the students have been working all, you know, winter, spring long with guest artists. And so they broke up into groups depending on their interests, and they worked with Leticia Johnson, A Move to Be Moved, and they worked on a dance, and then they worked with Jonathan Given, who's a PhD student at RPI, who's focusing on studying Black music and technology. And so with Jonathan, they wrote a song, and they went around their neighborhood and recorded sounds, and he used those sounds to make the song. And he taught them how to use the equipment. We have a studio, Swordpaw Studios is in our building, and that's host to 10 different local bands. And there's a production room, so they learned how to use that equipment. And then they worked with Justin Ralph, who's the coordinator of this whole program, and grew up right on 9th Street, and Justin helped them write lyrics. And then the students who did dance, before we started this session, we had a conversation about just different things, and so that there was a theme moving their work and running through their work. And so they talked about neighborhood. They talked about, unfortunately, how they don't feel safe in the neighborhood came up a lot. And so then also how they can be like, what's hopeful. And so the dance and the song really reflected that. We're going to post it on our website because I'm so proud. Why wouldn't we? And I'm hoping we can get them to perform it again here. So that's, and then all of their parents and friends and family are here, and they're having dinner cooked by our Oakwood Techniques cook, Miss Lynn, who's also our program auntie. And when the kids are having a rough time, if they need someone to talk to, they go into the kitchen, they help cook, and they talk to her. And so it's just a good night over here at Oakwood.
Oh, that's wonderful. I really enjoy being in the space, and everyone is very warm. Something else that you mentioned, food for Oakwood Techniques, but you also have the Soul Cafe, and the last one is coming up on Monday, June 19th. What is Soul Cafe?
So Soul Cafe was started a long, long time ago, actually, by a longtime Trojan, Amy Halloran, who is the lover of bread, and I know she's been on your radio station many times, and she started these dinners to be a fundraiser for the community center before we were like officially a community center, but just to keep the doors open. And then at some point, you know, some more folks got involved and like, well, we could have lots of people cooking so that you don't have to get burnt out. And then we took a break during COVID, obviously, and it took us a while to get it back up and running. And now each of the different groups that calls Oakwood home and uses space here has hosted. So Oakwood Techniques hosted a Soul Cafe, and the kids and the parents cooked and served. The Girl Scouts hosted, and then Shades of Cocoa hosted, and then they wanted to host again. So our last one wrapping up is Juneteenth. They wanted to do a Juneteenth barbecue here in the neighborhood, so at Oakwood Community Center. And then we're going to experiment and try something out and do an open mic right after the Soul Cafe. And if people like it, then we'll give it a go in the fall and start back up with Soul Cafe followed by an open mic. And so it's Monday, June 19th. Food usually runs out by 6:45, so get there at 6. And then the open mic will start around 7:30, and it's being co-hosted by Ragliacci and our own Justin Ralph, who has promised he will sing, and he's a beautiful singer, so I'm very excited.
That's awesome. I wish I could go. That sounds fun. So
know,
an event
when
that...
you have your meeting, yeah.
Yeah.
An event that just passed with a follow-up session coming is a forum hosted by Troy for Black Lives in response to the Troy Community Police Partnership Forum to include that two perspectives that were left out of the original conversation. Can you talk really quickly about that event?
Sure. So we were happy to host that for Troy for Black Lives and the Partnership for Black Lives. And so by hosting, we just offered space again. And I think it's such an important thing to be able to do. And so it was a lot there. It was just community coming together, sharing ideas about what safety really feels like, it looks like, and how to achieve it and what the barriers are. I think the organizers did an amazing job of coming up with really thoughtful questions. I can say that Fred Miller from Khalil Jameson was there. And so it was good to see him come and listen to some different voices. And I know that he's been very open to that process. And I think the hope is that this is the beginning of a series. So there's going to be another conversation on Monday, Juneteenth at 2 p.m. So June 19th at 2 p.m. at Ubuntu House, which is 71 Ingalls Ave. And so we'll post that information on our website if anybody is interested, or you could find Troy for Black Lives folks and ask them too. But we'll post that. And so I think, though, at the end of the night, what was really outstanding was that DeQuetta Jones, who is the former director of the YWCA, made a call for the city to make, this is DeQuetta's call, and I think it was the one that I would love to support, that the city make reparations, apologize and make reparations, the city and the police, and that could happen in the form of funding a community healing process and hiring someone to do that and have it take a year or two that really helped the community heal, knowing that Khalil Jameson and Fred worked with the police for 2 years, but someone has to work with the community. There's been so much pain, and you can't have a real partnership if it's one-sided.
We're looking forward to talking more about it, but we are running out of time, yeah. And I do want to make sure that we have time for to talk quickly in about a minute, Keep Our Kids Cool campaign launch and ice cream social that's taking place on Sunday, June 4th. What is happening on Sunday?
So it gets hot in this building. It never used to get this hot, but summers are getting hotter. And actually, you know, we're in a bit of like a heat desert. We're surrounded by, you know, we've got 7 lanes of traffic on Hoosick and we've got 4 lanes of traffic on 10th. And just like all of the disinvestment that's happened in the neighborhood that we're in, it actually leads to like it's hotter here. And so we're going to go for it, and we're going to put heat pumps in our building so that we can have air conditioning. And there's, you know, we need that in time for summer programming for these kids because last summer was just too hot. We couldn't be in the building. So we won't do that another summer. So we're going to be kicking off our campaign at the Ice Cream Social to raise money for the first of the 3 units. And the kids have been working on this campaign, and they're going to speak about why they need the AC, and they'll talk a little bit about climate change. And so that's happening at 2 p.m. At Oakwood Community Center on Sunday, June 4th. So we'd love for folks to come, get some ice cream, meet some students, meet other folks who use Oakwood, and I'm not supposed to make a pitch, so we'll make it then.
Shauna Goldman, it's always a pleasure to have you. We really value Oakwood Community Center, so thank you so much for coming on to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Well, we value the sanctuary. Right back at you.
Do you have a website?
We do have a website. Come on now. It's 2023. Our website is oakwoodcommunitycenter.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Shauna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.